Have you ever, watched one of those social experiments and thought, like, what would I do?
Oh, absolutely.
Like those hidden camera ones or those psychological studies where they
Yeah.
like push people's boundaries?
It's natural human curiosity, right? We want to think we would act heroically and make the right choice. But these experiments often reveal that human nature is a little more complicated than that.
Yes, and that's exactly what we are diving into today.
Okay.
We've got these two German films,
All right.
The Wave from 2008
Yeah.
and The Experiment from 2001.
Okay.
And get this, both of them
Okay.
are based on real life events,
Oh,
which I think just adds this extra layer of
wow.
like,
Total.
yo, man, what would I do?
Yeah, like could I resist the pressure? And what's so fascinating is that both of these films, even though they have different settings, they touch on similar themes. You know, the herd effect, how easy it is for us to be manipulated, and how normal people, you know, seemingly normal people, can be drawn into this extreme behavior when they're part of a group.
It's kind of unsettling, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It makes you think about like all those times
Too
when you may be
cliche.
gone along with a
Oh,
crowd,
yeah.
even if it felt a little bit off.
Yeah, I think these films really do hold a mirror up to us and show us that we are all capable of conformity, even when it can lead to these really harmful consequences.
And we're also going to touch a little bit on the Stanford Prison Experiment,
Right.
which kind of
That was a landmark study.
a landmark study that influenced one of the films.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's going to be interesting too.
Definitely.
So let's start with The Wave.
Okay.
It's set in a modern German high school,
Okay.
and it's about this teacher who is trying to
Right.
demonstrate to his students the dangers of autocracy.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, it goes horribly wrong.
Oh no.
So
That's so ironic
it is ironic.
because he's trying to teach them about the dangers of fascism, but he ends up creating this like money fascist regime in his classroom. It's wild.
And it's crazy how fast it all happens.
I know it's
Well, he
always,
starts out
yeah, I
with all
know.
this like pretty harmless stuff,
Right.
just like formal address in the classroom.
Like respect and order, like simple.
And they start wearing uniforms.
Oh,
They have a
yeah.
special salute.
Uniforms are powerful.
Things that could
Yeah.
foster a sense of belonging and community.
It's insidious, though, right? Because it starts so subtly, like it seems so innocent. But then very quickly, it can turn into something that is controlling and manipulative. It's
So like at first you're thinking, okay, like school uniforms,
Right. Like
building community.
it's just for unity.
But then it's like, wait a minute.
But then it's like they're all the same.
And the students are like all in on it.
Totally.
Like they come up with this name, The Wave.
Yeah.
They design a
It's
logo.
like branding.
They have their own special greeting.
Oh.
And it's like
It's powerful though because it really
these
does
guys.
create that group identity, but then it also isolates them from anyone who is not a part of the group.
That's when things take a turn, right?
Yeah, it gets really dark. Like their behavior toward people outside the group becomes increasingly aggressive.
It's like a perfect example of how,
It's groupthink. Like it just takes over
and how fast it happens.
so fast. Like you said, it spirals out of control.
And this is where I think it's really important to bring up this concept of Overton's window.
Okay.
You ever heard of that?
I have, yeah.
Okay, so for our listeners who haven't,
Yeah.
it basically describes like,
The range of ideas that are acceptable to talk about.
in public discourse
Yeah, in public,
at any given time.
it's like this window that can shift to include some ideas and exclude others. So things that were once unthinkable can become normalized if that window shifts enough.
And that's exactly what we see happening in The Wave.
Totally.
Like ideas that the students were like, no way at first,
Right.
they totally become acceptable and even like desirable.
As the group dynamics intensify,
As the group dynamics intensify.
it's scary. It makes you think, like, could this happen in your own life?
In your own circles,
Yeah, like in your family,
Your workplace.
your workplace.
Like, could something that seems extreme right now
Yeah.
become like the norm?
Totally.
If that Overton window shifts.
If enough people start talking about it and it
That's something to
becomes,
think about, right?
it is.
Makes you realize how important it is to like
Yeah.
be aware of
You
how
know?
these things are
Yeah.
shifting.
Yeah.
And to think critically about what we are reading and watching and listening to.
For yourself.
Yeah. And to like be wary of groupthink.
Yeah.
Because it can lead to, you know, the normalization of some pretty harmful ideas.
Absolutely. And, you know, this film, it really drives home that point.
Yeah.
With its tragic ending.
Yeah.
You know, the experiment gets totally out of control.
Yeah.
There's violence.
Yeah.
And a student ends up taking their own life.
It's a stark reminder
that
these things have...
There are real world...
Real world consequences.
Consequences to this kind of thinking.
Yeah.
To unbridled groupthink.
Unbridled groupthink.
And unchecked authority.
Right. So we've got this story about these high schoolers.
Right.
But you might be thinking, okay, those are teenagers. What about adults?
Right.
Well, buckle up because our next film, The Experiment, tackles these same themes.
Right.
But in a totally different setting. And as we mentioned, this film takes its inspiration from a real life event.
Oh, yeah.
The Stanford Prison Experiment?
Yeah.
Okay. I think most people have at least heard of it.
Right.
But for those who haven't, can you give us like a quick rundown?
Totally. So the Stanford Prison Experiment was this psychological study done at Stanford University back in 1971.
Right.
And the researchers, they basically created a mock prison in the basement of their psychology building.
Really?
Yeah. And they randomly assigned participants to be either guards or prisoners.
So these are just like ordinary people?
Ordinary people.
No history of violence or anything?
Just regular folks. And they wanted to study the effects of like power and authority on identity in a controlled setting.
Interesting.
But what they discovered was way more disturbing than they ever could have imagined.
So how does this film, The Experiment, bring this to life?
I think the film does a really good job of recreating the intensity and claustrophobia of that experiment.
Right.
Like you really see that controlled setting.
Okay.
How the guards start to become brutal.
Yeah.
And the toll that it takes on the prisoners.
Wow.
And it's very raw and realistic.
Must have been intense to watch.
It is intense.
Yeah.
Especially knowing that it was based on something that actually happened.
Yeah.
And what's really striking is that just like in the real experiment, the film's version falls apart.
Oh, wow.
Into chaos and violence within days.
Days.
Yeah. Like less than a week.
That's crazy.
It just shows how quickly things can change and how these seemingly normal people can just fall into these roles.
And do things that they never thought they would.
Never would have imagined that they were capable of.
Yeah. So both of these films, The Wave and The Experiment.
Very different setups.
Very different setups. But they're both exploring this idea of like...
how easily our behavior can be influenced by the group.
Yeah, by the groups we're a part of.
Yeah, it's making me think about all those times when I've just gone along with the crowd, even if I didn't really agree.
Right. You know, it's the herd effect.
It is the herd effect. Yeah. We have this like innate desire as humans to belong.
To belong,
to fit in, to be a part of something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah.
And that can really make us vulnerable to manipulation.
Especially in a group setting.
Especially in groups
yeah.
where you feel that pressure.
Right. So it's not even necessarily about being like weak-willed.
It's not about being weak.
Or easily led.
No.
It's about this.
It's this basic human need.
Yeah, this human need.
For connection and belonging.
Yeah.
And that's what makes these films so powerful.
Right.
They're not about bad people doing bad things.
Right.
It's about how any of us, given the right circumstances, could get swept up.
And act in ways that we regret later.
Totally.
Makes you wonder.
It does.
If any of us could resist.
Yeah. Could we resist the pressure?
Yeah.
Could we stand up?
Yeah. Could we stand up?
And say no?
Yeah.
It's the question that both of these films are asking us.
So we've got The Wave, where the group is formed around like an ideology.
Right.
And then we've got The Experiment.
Yeah.
Where it's more about...
power dynamics?
Power dynamics.
Yeah.
But they both show the herd effect.
Yeah.
In these different ways.
They really do.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to dig into in part two.
Yeah, we're going to look at this mob mentality in more detail. We'll look at some specific examples from both films.
Right.
And we'll talk about how this tendency to conform can show up in our everyday lives.
I'm already starting to see it everywhere.
Yeah, me too.
I know, right?
It's eye-opening.
Can't wait to unpack it further.
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
All right, catch you in part two.
See you then.
Welcome back. We're really getting into it now.
Yeah.
Exploring how herd mentality and manipulation can just like
sneak in.
Sneak into our lives.
Yeah.
We've got The Ways and The Experiment as our guides here.
Two great films.
Yeah. And I think in this part you might find the parallels between these films and the real world are even more striking.
It's a little scary how much it mirrors real life.
So let's get into some specifics.
Okay.
In The Wave, the teacher, Rainer Wenger.
Right.
He doesn't force anyone to follow him.
Right.
Like, there's no overt threat.
There's no punishment for disobedience.
So how does he manipulate this entire class of students?
Yeah, he's very subtle about it.
Yeah.
He uses, like, symbolism and ritual to create this sense of belonging. Remember the white shirts and jeans?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone starts wearing the same thing. Creates uniformity. Erases those social distinctions. Well, visually reinforces the idea that they're
all part of something.
All part of this group.
Yeah. It's almost like putting on a uniform.
Yeah.
Like you're stepping into a new role.
It changes your identity.
Right. And that salute.
Oh, yeah.
That quick, sharp gesture.
The wave salute.
It's like something out of a historical drama.
Yeah. It looks really dramatic.
Yeah.
But for them, it becomes this symbol of loyalty and belonging.
Right. So these seemingly insignificant actions, they lay the groundwork for a much deeper psychological shift.
Yeah.
And I think a key part of that is this.
The us versus them mentality, where it's like you're either in the group or you're not.
Yeah.
And if you're not,
then you're the enemy.
You're the outsider.
And let's not forget the name.
Oh, yeah. The Wave.
The Wave.
Powerful name.
Such a strong image.
Unstoppable, like a force of nature.
Yeah. Once you're part of it, you're just swept along.
You can't escape.
Yeah.
It's going to take you where it wants to go.
Then Wenger, the teacher.
Yeah.
He uses language in a very specific way.
Oh, yeah.
To reinforce this whole group identity.
He talks about the weakness of the individual.
Right.
And the strength of the collective.
Yeah. He's appealing to their desire.
Totally.
To be a part of something.
He's playing on their need to belong.
Yeah.
Classic propaganda technique.
Right.
Just keep repeating that message.
Even if it's not.
Even if it's not true.
Yeah.
Eventually it starts to sound like it is.
It's like brainwashing.
It is.
But it's so subtle.
It's insidious.
That they don't even realize.
They don't even know it's happening.
Yeah. So The Wave gives us a look at manipulation through ideology or group identity.
Right.
Now, The Experiment.
Yeah.
It also deals with a group.
Yes.
But it takes a different approach.
Totally different.
Yeah. And The Experiment, the manipulation.
Yeah.
It's not really about ideology. Yeah. It's about
power dynamic.
Power dynamic.
The raw dynamics of power.
Right. In a controlled environment.
It's a prison.
Yeah.
A simulated prison.
So it's not about convincing people to believe in something.
It's not about beliefs.
It's about what happens.
It's about what happens when you give some people power over others.
And we see the guards in this film.
Yeah.
And again, they're just...
they're ordinary people.
Ordinary people.
Just like you and me.
They fall into these roles so quickly.
It's shocking.
They become enforcers.
Yeah, they're using humiliation.
Yeah.
Intimidation.
They resort to violence.
Yeah, and it escalates so quickly.
It's really scary.
Within days, they're going way beyond.
Yeah, like way beyond.
What you would expect.
Like you said, it's almost like the situation brings out this darkness.
It's like the power corrupts.
Right.
And absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
And the prisoners.
Oh, yeah.
They're not just passive victims.
No, they start exhibiting some strange behaviors, too.
They become submissive, withdrawn.
They turn on each other.
Yeah. And that just shows how toxic this whole environment is.
Like it distorts everybody's behavior.
It strips away their individuality.
It reduces them to their roles.
Yeah. And it just highlights how fragile
it really does.
Our sense of self can be in these situations.
When you're caught in those power dynamics.
Could this happen anywhere?
I think it can.
Obviously, we're not all.
Not everyone's going to be in a prison.
Going to end up in a prison. But these power dynamics.
They're everywhere.
This us versus them.
You see it in workplaces.
Yeah.
Social groups, online communities.
Anywhere where there's like a hierarchy.
Yeah.
And a struggle for power.
You got it.
So what we're seeing in these films.
Yeah.
It's not just a fictional story.
It's human nature.
It's human nature.
Ringing out.
On a larger scale.
That's why it's so important to be aware of it.
Yeah.
Once you see it.
You can't unsee it.
You can't unsee it.
Yeah, you start to see it everywhere. You know, I was reading through the source material.
Yeah.
And I found this idea.
Okay.
That these dynamics of manipulation and herd mentality, they can actually have like spiritual implications.
It's interesting.
I know.
That is interesting.
At first I was like, whoa, that's a big jump.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking about it more and more.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes sense.
I think so too.
You know, the source is suggesting that when we surrender our individuality and blindly follow the crowd,
we give away our power.
We give away our power.
Our agency to make choices.
Yeah. Based on our own values.
Based on our own conscience.
Right. Like we lose a part of ourselves.
You lose yourself.
In the process.
Yeah. You become part of the mass.
And this loss of self, it has this ripple effect.
It does.
That goes way beyond.
It goes way beyond you.
Our own well-being.
Impacts the whole world.
Yeah, because when we're operating from this place of fear, conformity, blind obedience, we're contributing to creating
a world that is less just.
Yeah, less compassionate.
Less human.
Yeah, it's not just about me and my choices.
No.
It's about how my choices impact everyone else.
Yeah.
So it sounds like what we need is to become more conscious.
More conscious.
Of our choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Recognize when we're acting from like a place of authenticity.
Yes.
Versus when we're just.
Versus when you're just going with the flow.
Going with the flow.
You need that inner compass to guide you.
All right. So we've identified the problem.
Yeah.
We've seen how it plays out.
In the films.
In these films, in the real world.
Right.
So now what do we do about it?
Yeah. That's the big question.
How do we resist this manipulation?
How do we strengthen our sense of self?
How do we build up those defenses?
That's what we're going to explore.
All right.
In part three.
Can't wait.
We're going to get really practical and empowering.
Stay tuned, everybody.
We'll see you there.
All right. So here we are.
Part three.
The final part of our deep dive into herd mentality and manipulation.
Big topic.
It is a big topic.
Thank
We've seen how these dynamics play out in The Wave and The Experiment.
Yeah, those films really.
Powerful reminders of how easy it is to just get swept up in the crowd, even when
you know better.
You know better.
It's crazy.
So we've unpacked like the psychology behind this phenomenon.
We've looked up.
We've explored some real-world examples.
Real-world examples.
And we even touched a little bit on the
spiritual implications.
Spiritual implications of giving up our individuality.
It's a lot.
But now let's get to the good stuff.
Okay.
Like, knowing what we know,
what
can we actually do?
What can we do?
About it.
Yeah, how do we resist this, this manipulation?
Give us the tools.
Give you the tools.
We're ready.
All right, so awareness is great.
Right.
But that's only the first step. You need to know what to do with that awareness.
Right.
So I'm going to give you some strategies.
Are you hit me?
That you can start using today.
Okay.
To become more discerning.
All right.
And make choices that are really in line with your values.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
All right, so number one.
Okay.
And this is probably the most important one.
Okay.
Critical thinking.
Critical thinking.
You got to question everything.
Question everything.
Don't just passively take in information.
Even from sources that I trust.
Even from sources you trust.
Okay.
Dig deeper. Oh. Analyze the message.
Okay.
Look for evidence.
Evidence to support.
To support or to refute what's being said.
So it's about becoming like my own fact checker.
Be your own fact checker.
Yeah.
Be your own BS detector.
Right.
Don't just take things at face value.
Even if everyone else is.
Even if everyone else is buying it.
Okay.
This is so important today.
Right.
Because we're just bombarded with information.
From everywhere.
From everywhere.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
So you got to learn to recognize those logical fallacies, those little manipulation tactics, and be wary of information that just confirms what you already believe.
My biases.
Your biases.
Yeah.
We all have them.
We do.
But they can make us easy targets.
Right.
If we're not careful.
So step back, take a breath.
Take a breath.
Engage that critical thinking.
Think for yourself.
Before I just jump on the bandwagon.
Exactly.
Okay, critical thinking, check.
All right, what else?
What's next?
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
And I don't mean knowing your favorite color or your Enneagram type.
Yeah.
This is about digging deep and understanding your values, your beliefs, beliefs, your motivations.
Okay.
What is it that truly matters to you?
Like, what do I stand for?
Yeah, what are your non-negotiables?
Okay, because if I don't know.
If you don't know.
What I stand for, then it's easier to just be swayed.
You're going to get pulled.
By whatever is the loudest.
The loudest, the strongest.
It's like a ship with no anchor.
Exactly, you're just drifting.
Just drifting.
Yeah, good analogy.
And this self-awareness also means understanding my emotional triggers.
Your triggers? What makes you mad?
Yeah, what makes me angry?
What makes you anxious? What makes you scared?
Because manipulators, they often...
They prey on your emotions.
Yeah, they know how to push those buttons.
They know how to push those buttons to get you to react.
It's like they're hijacking my emotions.
They are. They want to control you.
So if I'm more aware of my own patterns, I could see when someone's...
When someone's trying to manipulate you.
Trying to manipulate me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Build up your defenses.
Build up those defenses.
Strengthen your emotional immune system.
I like that.
I like that one too.
All right. So critical thinking, self-awareness.
Okay.
Anything else?
This one might seem simple, but it's so important. Build a strong support network.
Oh, God.
Surround yourself with people who challenge you.
Challenge me to think for myself.
To think for yourself.
Okay.
Who encourage your individuality.
Okay.
And who will support you.
Okay.
When you're trying to stay true to yourself.
So it's like having my own...
Like your own personal board of advisors.
Yeah.
People you trust.
The people I trust.
To give you honest feedback.
Right.
Help you see things from different perspectives.
Because sometimes the people that challenge us,
yeah,
they're the ones that help us grow the most.
Totally. And it's so easy to get stuck in that echo chamber.
Where everybody just agrees.
Everyone agrees.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're right.
Doesn't mean you're right.
Or that we're seeing the whole picture.
Exactly.
So build my team.
Build your team.
Diversify my perspectives.
Diversify.
Challenge my own assumptions.
Challenge those assumptions.
Got it. What else?
Last but not least... You got to be mindful of the power of language.
The power of language.
Words are powerful.
Words are powerful.
They can shape how we see the world.
Right.
They can influence our emotions.
Right.
And ultimately, they can guide our behavior.
Yeah. We saw that in The Wave.
We did.
All those slogans and chants.
Yeah. The language itself became a tool for manipulation.
Okay. So pay attention to the language.
Pay attention.
That's being used.
Especially when you feel pressured.
Okay.
To conform.
Like, what should I be looking out for?
Look for buzzwords.
Okay.
Catchy phrases that are designed to...
Evoke an emotional response.
To make you feel something.
Okay.
Or are they oversimplifying things?
Yep.
Making it black and white.
Right.
When it's really more complicated.
Oh, it's like, I need to develop this sixth sense.
Your spidey sense.
Yeah, for manipulation.
For manipulation.
Hidden within language.
Hidden in plain sight.
Okay, so recap.
Our toolkit.
Toolkit for resisting manipulation.
Resisting manipulation.
And herd mentality.
Herd mentality.
We've got critical thinking.
Critical thinking.
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
And building a strong support network.
Support network.
And being mindful of the power of language.
The power of language. You got it.
And this isn't like a one-time fix.
No, it's a process.
It's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Of self-reflection and learning.
You're always learning.
Yeah, and refining my approach.
You get better over time.
Because none of us are immune.
No one is immune.
To these things.
It's part of being human.
But we can build up our defenses.
Absolutely.
It's like building mental muscles.
Mental muscles.
Yeah. The more I exercise them.
The stronger they get.
The stronger they get.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what makes this deep dive so valuable.
Yeah.
It's not just about understanding these things in your head. It's about giving you the power to make better choices.
Right.
To take back control and create a world that is less susceptible
to manipulation.
To manipulation.
And more aligned with our values.
Well said.
Oh, speaking of empowerment.
Yeah.
I remember in the source material.
Yeah.
There was something about
personality tests.
Yeah.
Based on
spiritual and philosophical.
Spiritual and philosophical
principles.
Principles. Yeah. That could be really helpful.
Yeah, for people who
want
to continue on this journey.
If you need the journey.
Self-discovery.
Self-discovery.
They suggested checking out
the Spiritual Seek website.
Yeah.
If you want to explore those tests further.
I love a good personality test.
Me too.
So for all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Who are like ready to dive deeper.
Check it out.
Check out the Spiritual Seek.
The Spiritual Seek.
And with that, we have reached the end.
The end.
Of our deep dive.
Deep dive complete.
Into the wave, the experiment.
Two great and the world.
The fascinating world.
Of herd mentality and manipulation. And sometimes unsettling.
And sometimes unsettling.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
It has.
Unpacking all of this with you.
Likewise.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening.
Remember, the power to resist
is within you.
Is within you.
Always.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Stay critical.
Stay critical.
And stay true to yourself.
That's the most important thing.